Like other areas in the Berkshires and across the country, the loss of manufacturing jobs brought hard times on the city of North Adams. From 1990 to 2000, the city lost almost 13% of its population, and that decline has continued into the 2000s, though it's drastically leveled off. But the city of 13,000 is now reinventing itself as an arts and cultural destination. The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, MassMoCA, is credited with starting the transition in 1999, when it moved into a retrofitted building which dates back to the 1860s that used to house Arnold Printworks and Sprague Electric. Veronica Bosley is the city's director of tourism.
Once the community saw what could be done in sort of all of these old spaces and how just a really, you know, the smallest city in Massachusetts could host the largest museum for contemporary art, they kind of got behind the idea that, hey, you know, we don't necessarily need more manufacturing jobs, you know, we need more jobs.
MassMoCA has delved into offering concert series like the Fresh Grass Festival and the Solid Sound Festival, which was started by the alternative rock band Wilco in 2010. Nearby Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts has also helped to sponsor Downstreet Art for the past 6 years. It offers a lineup of galleries, dance parties, and musical performances 5 months out of the year. Bosley says North Adams is attracting a younger, more active crowd than those seeking out the traditional Berkshire hotspots like Tanglewood, Jacob's Pillow, and the Norman Rockwell Museum.
The cars out of state plates here, they are parked, they're going to a gallery, they're going to MassMoCA, they have kayaks strapped to the top of their car.
But Mayor Richard Alkenbright, who's starting his third term, says work remains for his administration.
The city hasn't really branded itself well. You know, we haven't gone out to the world and say this is a great reason to come to North Adams, or these are the great reasons to come to North Adams, or to live in North Adams, or to shop in North Adams, or to be in North Adams.
One thing that may be holding the city back from matching the draw of the other destinations is the area's lack of lodging. Bosley says the city relies on a 96-room Holiday Inn and a smattering of smaller motels and inns. She says the city's hotel and meal taxes have increased over the past 4 years, but finding a room within an hour radius can be difficult during the major festivals.
We run a campground, a giant campground, through the city at one of our athletic fields just for that festival, just so we can accommodate, you know, 400 more people. They list things on Airbnb to see if people want to, you know, run out of room or something.
Bosley says partnering with the region's existing attractions and getting the word out will help the small city expand upon its newcomer status within the tourism industry.
So anything that we can do to kind of latch on to, you know, that bigger Berkshire's brand, or Massachusetts brand even, just to really focus on the message of North Adams as a fresh, young Berkshire experience.
Alkenbright says he sees the growth happening.
We're working now to revitalize our Heritage State Park into the Greylock Marketplace, bringing scenic rail between here and Adams, more connectivity with the bike path, both of this, coming from Adams and coming in from Williamstown. You know, we're really plugged into these things, and a lot of these things, they're not just pipe dreams anymore. These are things that are not only in discussion, but have been funded, or the design has been funded.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.